Well, let's take a look at what's been happening at the in the world of science around the world so far this week. Very exciting is this paper, which has been published from engineers at the University of Moratuwa in Sri Lanka, and they've found a very quick way to deal with landmines, the potential problem of landmines. Helen, how many landmines do you think there are around the Earth?
Oh, gosh, probably an awful lot more than we expect. Oh, I don't know. 50 million.
You're in the right ballpark. It's 110 million landmines lurking
gosh,
in the ground
dreadful.
In about 68 countries. That's according to the United Nations. So big problem. They're very, very cheap to plant. Cost about £1 to plant a landmine. To get rid of them is a very different problem. £500 per landmine that you want to clear, because the best demining personnel can really only deal with something in the order of 2 square metres of minefield per day. And the big problem is finding out where they are. They're also often in countries which have just got over wars and things, and they want to get their economic production back up, but these landmines are all over their agriculture, so they can't go and farm the land, and therefore they can't feed people, so it makes the country stay in turmoil. So dealing with it, we need a solution. And there's a group of researchers in Sri Lanka. The lead researcher is Thrishantha Nanayakara, and what he's come up with is a robot which is tethered to a mongoose. So you have a mongoose on a lead that's linked to this robot, and the mongoose has been trained to sniff out mines. Mines contain TNT, trinitrotoluene, and when the TNT inside the mine breaks down, it oozes bits of TNT into the soil, but it also breaks down and produces nitric oxide and nitrogen dioxide. And this goes up to the surface where it can be picked up by things with sensitive senses for smell. And mongooses, which are like a giant rat, really, can smell it. And they've trained these mongooses to, whenever they smell the smell of TNT or these oxides of nitrogen, to stand on their hind legs and sniff the air, so it pinpoints that patch of ground as to where there might be a landmine. So the robot has got a video camera which watches where the mongoose is going, and the robot leads the mongoose to make a systematic and thorough search of an area to make sure no areas are missed. The mongoose stands up and points out where the mines are, and then the researchers are watching all this, and they're putting X's on a map so they know exactly where to focus their demining attention.
That's really clever, because I know there are things like they do use giant rats in Africa, I think, to spot landmines, but but I like, obviously it's the idea that they need to be controlled. Otherwise they just run all over the place. They need to go in certain spots, and that's what this robot is doing, is making sure they do it thoroughly.
And the other good news is that the price tag is about $3,000 US, so £1,500. It's actually very cheap compared to humans and sniffer dogs, which are much more expensive. But also the robot mongoose combo weighs less than 10 kilos, which is not enough to set off a mine. So
you're not actually
sacrificing.
You're not
going to harm the animal, we hope.
Oh, that's good. That is good news.